This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden left his hotel for the B9 summit with Central and Eastern European leaders. Protesters lined the route of his motorcade, shouting F-16s to Ukraine. Tuesday, President Biden returned to the Royal Castle in Warsaw, where he delivered a speech last year, 1 month after Russia invaded Ukraine. In his most recent speech, he defended the Western Alliance's effort to help Kyiv defend itself. China on Wednesday called on Russia and the U.S. to ensure the smooth implementation of the New START, the last remaining U.S.-Russia arms control treaty. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said it's an important bilateral nuclear disarmament treaty for maintaining global strategic stability. Tuesday, Putin said in his State of the Nation address that Russia was withdrawing from the treaty because of U.S. support to Ukraine. The Swiss government is seeking parliamentary approval to send 140 million francs, or $151 million, in further humanitarian aid to Ukraine and Moldova, the government said Wednesday. Switzerland has already allocated 1.3 billion francs to support Ukraine. Spain plans to send six German-made 2A4 Leopard tanks to Ukraine, the defense minister told lawmakers Wednesday, adding that the number could increase over time.
Российской Федерации Владимир Владимирович Путин!
Sounds from the Defender of the Fatherland Day concert in Moscow, where President Vladimir Putin was rallying the crowds. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say that at least 9 Palestinians have been killed and more than 100 were wounded during a rare daytime Israeli army arrest raid in the occupied West Bank. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The raid took place on Wednesday in the city of Nablus, a scene of frequent military activity. The Israeli military confirmed an operation was underway, but gave no further information. The Palestinian Health Ministry says that a 72-year-old man was among those dead. Over 50 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the start of 2023. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The UN peacekeeping mission in Mali, MINUSMA, says a roadside bomb has killed 3 peacekeepers and seriously injured 5 others. Annie Reisenberg reports for VOA.
MINUSMA said in a statement that the UN peacekeepers were killed in central Mali Tuesday when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The statement says that MINUSMA is one of the most dangerous peace operations for peacekeepers, with 168 peacekeepers killed in hostile acts since the establishment of the mission in 2013. Mali and the Greater Sahel region have been battling an Islamist insurgency since 2012, when Islamists took over the north of the country. The French army intervened in 2013 to help Mali take back control of the north, but withdrew from the country last year due to concerns about Mali's military government working with Russian Wagner Group mercenaries. Mali has been under military rule since an August 2020 coup. The government denies working with Russian mercenaries, but human rights groups and journalists have documented several alleged human rights abuses committed by them since reports of their arrival in the country. Annie Reisenberg for VOA News, Bamako, Mali.
A former Mexican law enforcement official, once in charge of his country's fight against drug traffickers, was convicted Tuesday on U.S. charges that he took millions of dollars in bribes. Here's Ryan Books from Reuters.
A man once in charge of Mexico's war on drugs was convicted by a U.S. jury of trafficking drugs himself on Tuesday. Genario Garcia Luna's U.S. charges include taking millions of dollars in bribes from the infamous Sinaloa cartel. He'll serve a minimum of 20 years in prison and could face a lifetime sentence. Garcia Luna is one of the highest-ranking Mexican officials ever accused of ties to drug trafficking, and had worked closely with U.S. counter-narcotics and intelligence agencies. He led Mexico's Federal Investigation Agency for 4 years and was public security minister for 6 years until 2012. Tuesday, a jury found him guilty on all 5 counts he faced. He is set to be sentenced in June.
And once again, Ryan Books from Reuters. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.